A portion of the gospel lesson read a moment ago from Luke chapter 21. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves, for I will give you utterance and wisdom which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. That end times discourse of Jesus that we call it, recorded by all the synoptic evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where Jesus speaks about the signs of the end times. The signs which will precede his second coming. Signs which many in our day and age, and I suppose throughout the life of the Christian church, people have had an abnormal interest in, especially those who are trying to predict when exactly that end is going to take place. Many people point, of course, to the happenings of today and say the end is near, Jesus is coming soon, repent and be saved. You know how it goes, you've heard it, you've read about it. But let's face it, while we may see wars, hear rumors of wars, we may see earthquakes, we may see disturbances in the sea, tsunamis and the like, yet there isn't a single one of us here who has been affected by the things which Jesus says here is our text for today. Not a single one of us here has been brought in before courts or prisons because of our faith in Jesus Christ. There are some in the world, of course, who are. I can remember here several years ago, there was an Iraqi doctor that was here, a Christian Iraqi, who was spending time over here, but was being deported. His time was up. And he was seeking, of course, to stay for the sole reason that he said, if I go back, I will be killed. It does go on. And we can't fathom that. Not only because of the country in which we live, where we are granted religious freedom, but because we cannot fathom a God who will allow such things to happen to his followers. It doesn't make sense to us. Why doesn't God intervene? Why doesn't God stop the persecution of his church? Why doesn't God stop people from making fun of his church? Why doesn't God protect his followers? We read stories about like the stoning of Stephen in the book of Acts, and we wonder, why didn't God stop those people from killing him? We read about the very Son of God himself, and we may ask ourselves the question, why didn't God stop it? As a matter of fact, I read where one unbeliever said these words, I cannot believe in a God who would allow his own son to be murdered. There you have it. Pretty well sums it up. Our vision, our assumption, is that God should indeed act to intervene to make the lives of his children a little more pleasant than they are. But he doesn't. And we ask ourselves why. We may not be persecuted, but we certainly undergo difficulties, some of which we see as very, very insurmountable. And we ask, why does not God intervene and prevent? Jesus gives you an answer in this text. Oh, I'll grant you, it may not be an answer you want to hear. It may not seem like very much, but it is an answer which gives us a glimpse into what God sees as being of utmost importance in this world. And unfortunately for us, maybe in our minds, the utmost importance for God in this world is not the safety of His children. That's not to say He is not concerned about it. Jesus gives us promises here. You know, this is what they're going to do to you, but be assured, not a hair of your head will perish. Doesn't say not a hair of your head will be harmed. He is aware of what is taking place. But did you hear His words when He says, they will bring you before synagogues and prisons, before kings and governors for My name's sake. Here it comes now. You ready for it? It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. There it is. Why do we undergo the difficulties that we undergo? Why do we undergo the persecutions that are forced upon the church? Jesus says there's one reason. It leads to an opportunity for your testimony. St. Paul, you see, never would have been able to convert the Philippian jail if he wasn't first thrown in jail. And Jesus says that, yes, now is not the time to be worrying about the signs of the end or when the end is going to be. Now is the time of giving testimony. And I want My people and I need My people to be in certain places at certain times in order to give testimony. And when they're there, He says, I will give you utterance and wisdom. What Jesus promises to His church here is not escape, but a speech. That may not seem like a whole lot to us, but to God it is. Remember St. Paul's words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God wants all to hear His Word. God wants all to come to faith. And God chooses to work through His church. That's you and me in bringing this about. Now, does that mean that everyone who hears our testimony will convert and come to faith? Of course it doesn't. But God works through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how He converts people. That's how He brings to faith. And that's how He keeps in faith. And thus, His church will be forced from time to time to deal with people they normally wouldn't deal with. They normally wouldn't even be near. But why? So you have an opportunity, Jesus says, to give testimony. That, you see, is of utmost importance to God. That this world, this fallen world, hear the gospel of His Son. And so we endure troubles. Thank God we have not yet endured persecution. But we do have difficulties which arise in this life. We don't ask why. We simply ask, Lord, what do You want me to say? Amen.